I'm very happy now to welcome back to the Radio Cafe Jack Parsons. His new book of photography is called Iluminaciones. It has an essay by Frederick Turner. It's a big and beautiful book, and he will be speaking at Collected Works Bookstore tonight, Thursday, at 6 in the evening. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Well, thank you very much.
So this book is a compilation of photographs that you made over many years, is that correct?
Yeah, the earliest ones date back to the sort of mid-70s. And it brings I think the last ones are about 2013 or so. And shall I tell you sort of how it all sort of evolved?
Yeah.
It's kind of an interesting story. I have these enormous files of photographs. And when I was doing different projects, I'd keep going through them because it was all film at that point. And I'd keep going through them, and I was always drawn to certain photographs, and I didn't know why. So I decided, well, I better find out. So I spent about a couple of years on and off going through the files, and I pulled about 300 photographs, and I started looking at them, and I still liked most of them. Most of them I still liked. And then I culled them down, but before I culled them down too severely, I had my friend Fred Turner, who did the introduction to the book, come over to my studio and have a look at them to get his feedback. And he said, after he'd looked at them, that the thing he liked most about them was that they were very simple, ordinary objects and situations and people, etc. And so I started sort of thinking about that, and I realized that, in a way, what I had been doing is I had been sort of growing into these photographs. These photographs sort of made me realize the importance of being in the present and seeing the beauty and just the simple things around me. And once I sort of figured that out, and I am a slow learner, I could then cull it further and see which would really work for a book.
Well, it's hard to explain, and I hope people get a chance to take a look at this book, but it's hard to explain on the radio how moving it is, because if you describe the pictures, you know, a tree, a chair, a swimming pool, a building, a fence, these are words that you actually have to see the image to see what it evokes, but a lot of the time there is sometimes, like, I felt that there was an implied narrative or the sense of a narrative, like somebody was just there or somebody's hands built that fence or that made that picture or made that tower. And they're so full of feeling to me. And I wondered whether you felt deeply when you took the pictures, whether you sort of noticed afterwards what they meant to you? Like, what is that like?
Well, it's sort of a combination of things. I don't know how deeply I felt when I took them. And I sort of learned from them, as I was implying before. One of the reasons I like books as opposed to shows is that you can really create narrative structures, visual narrative structures. And so, having come out of a film background, it seemed really sort of very, very easy for me to sort of see that. And so this book specifically has different narratives sort of running through it. It has different visual narratives, I should say. And just to jump back a second, one reason I didn't put any captions under the pictures in this book, and there are no captions until the end.
Right.
Is because I didn't want people confusing it with some sort of verbal understanding of what they were seeing. I wanted them just to be affected by the image itself. So, having said that, the narratives, you know, come from they're like editing a film. And so, you know, I like books because they're also collaborative affairs. And I laid this out with David Skulkin, who's a wonderful designer here in town, and with Joanna Hurley, who's my agent and a dear friend. And it didn't take very long because they sort of made sense almost immediately. So there was a sort of color narrative that went through it, going from blues to greens to reds to yellows. That was one narrative. Then you had another narrative of natural things, and then natural things with man-made objects, and then man-made objects. And so those all came together. And then when David sort of finessed everything at the end, when he actually designed the book, you would have a rhythm to it. You would have pictures, and then white space, and then more photographs. And so it all sort of flowed, and that was exactly what I wanted to do, is to get this sort of rhythmic feeling to it, sort of like film. And
interesting. And you have a history as a cinematographer.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, I've worked on a lot of films and made a lot of films or documentary films. The other thing that was interesting to me about this book that was very different from my previous work, all the previous work I'd done, which was documentary, had a real focus. I mean, it was about something. So you had to, if it was about Chile, or if it was about lowriders, or if it was about a house, or what have you, that was what it was about. So you had to, you know, make that house attractive, or that you had to give a story, a visual story of the farmer in the chili field, or what have you, like that, or the lowriders out in the road. And this was entirely different because this didn't have a built-in focus to it. So I had to sort of find the focus, and it was the first time I'd ever really done this. How would these disparate photographs work together? And so that was really the challenge of the book.
And it's interesting, one wouldn't, because, I mean, most of us are not people who've ever designed a book or ever will design a book, and so you don't think about that when you're leafing through it, but it still has that effect on you. It feels like it flows in some way.
That's true. I think psychologically you just recognize this. And it was like the pictures when I took them, there was something sort of going on in my subconscious, I assume, you know, that made me want to take that picture, even though these pictures weren't they weren't part of any sort of commercial job or what have you. These were done totally outside of that. So I don't know why I took these pictures, but
yeah.
I knew I liked them. And
now, when you have a commercial job, do you then find yourself taking pictures on the side, and some of those end up being the images that you treasure?
Yeah, it's happened. It doesn't happen all that often because the context is so different, and you're in really specific context, and you're so focused on that job, or you know what will enhance the look of it, that you don't allow yourself to really move outside of that too much because it's just too distracting.
Right. The book is called Iluminaciones, and you think to yourself, okay, this is going to be about light because of the name of it, and some of the pictures are very much about light. I mean, I was very struck by one of the photographs of a tree that's bathed in light, and you think it's like wearing a velvet light costume somehow, I mean, or sleeve or something, and other ones are in some ways very much about color. And there is this sense in a lot of them for me that you got the perfect moment. I mean, you just were in the right place at the right time. Maybe you waited a long time for that perfect moment. One of them, the statue from that's in Berlin of the Victory Column with the winged angel on top, and then there's a helicopter flying right over its head at that exact moment. A photograph like that, did you just happen to see it? Did you wait for that to happen?
I pretty much happened to see it. It was not quite where I wanted it, but, you know, 3 seconds later, it was where I wanted it. I mean, there's a lot of serendipity that goes into these kind of photographs. And I think the light thing is very interesting, what you're saying, because Iluminaciones, yes, you know, inherently that's about light. It's about illuminating both the subject and how the subject looks. And I'm very interested in light. And I mean, I think of light a lot when I photograph, or I'm very conscious of it. I don't know if I really think about it, but I'm very conscious of it. And that was one of the sort of overall things that the photographs had in common, was how light was an important part. And I mean, light, like composition, is really important because it seduces you into the picture. And if it was flat and the light was crummy and, you know, the framing was off or something, then, you know, you wouldn't have any interest in it. So, you know, you'd be bounced out of it rather than being brought into it.
Some of them, a few of them are almost like paintings to me.
Yeah, I've been accused of being very painterly with my photographs. And I think that's true. I mean, and that's an interesting point to me, because my major influences have been really film and painting more than photographs. And having come out of, as I said, you know, a film background, and also having, you know, really loving painting, those films and paintings really stay with me by and large longer than photographs do. And so I think I'm very influenced by both of those, especially about painting, I would say.
Now, we didn't actually explicitly mention, but it's all color photographs, and you've been doing color photography all your life. I would imagine that the medium of color photography has changed a great deal in your lifetime.
Well, yeah, because it's now all digital, and you can enhance it and do whatever you want with it, and so it's not as disciplined as it used to be. Also, you know, I mean, as we all know, back in the beginning, it was sort of looked down upon because it didn't have the kind of soulfulness that black and white had, and with certain good reason, because black and white would sort of make you really focus on the emotion or on the people, etc. And I still like black and white photographs of people enormously, but I don't take them. I'm much more interested in objects and sort of the detritus of the world and things that people ignore.
Do you now enhance, I mean, do you work in the, what is it, Lightroom or Photoshop or those kinds of editing programs?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're a real boon, especially if you've come out of a film background, you tend to be much more disciplined than if you come out of a digital background, because it used to be you really couldn't save the picture very easily, and so you had to really learn to be economical and disciplined about it. But I find, you know, it's fast and it's easy, and I like it a lot. I think I really appreciate. Also, in sort of in post, when you're really working on photographs, you can change things around. I don't really do that very much. I mean, I don't reframe things. I don't really change the color. But every once in a while, if the, you know, I'll just bump it up a little bit because it'll be more the way I think I saw it and that kind of thing. But I don't really go into manipulation at all.
Do you find yourself taking more photographs since, I mean, it used to be in the old days you would waste film if you took so many photographs. Now you're not wasting pixels.
No, I don't, you know, which is sort of unusual, because most people who photograph digitally really sort of go out there and spray the fields. And I don't do that. You know, I still have this old-fashioned notion of, you know, one or two shots probably should do it. So I don't really waste I don't waste pixels, I guess.
We're talking to Jack Parsons, photographer, about the new book Iluminaciones, and in the middle of the book there's a very large picture which at first glance is pure purple. Light, sort of almost lavender purple, and you're like, what am I looking at? And then you look more closely and these kind of people emerge from the mist, and then I went to the back and it's, I guess, people sitting on the by the Ganges River. Tell us about that picture.
That was taken in Varanasi, and as you said, you know, it's where the people come and religiously bathe in the Ganges, and where there are, you know, many cremations of the dead. And I and my wife had gotten up very early that morning, and we'd gone out, and it was in a boat, and it was very misty and sort of, it was wonderful because you could barely make out what you were seeing. And then as the sort of mist lifted, then everything started to become in focus. But before it lifted was the most intriguing part, because it was just beautiful seeing these sort of forms just start to sort of become visible. And, you know, it was gone after about 20 minutes, but, you know, 20 minutes, it was just really exciting.
And that misty purple color is, I mean, not to make a pun, but mystical.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is a mystical place. I mean, you're in India, what can I say?
Yeah.
So all these wonderful things are constantly happening to you.
Now, did you, these photographs, as you say, were taken over the course of, what, almost 40 years, I guess?
Pretty much, yeah.
And when you go out photographing, for example, the pictures that ended up in this book, were you going out just to photograph as an artist? What were these trips about?
Well, they were sort of traveling. Having had, you know, two children, our feet were kind of nailed to the ground for a long time before we could travel. And then when we started to travel, I really wanted to go to Southeast Asia, as did my wife, and India and Europe, of course. And then so we were traveling quite a bit.
There's a sense, even when you take pictures of nature, almost always the hand of man, so to speak, is there in one way or another, which I find interesting. I mean, they're very human pictures, as opposed to the kind of like pristine landscape where people have never touched.
Yeah, I think that's a good realization, because that's what I like. Is I like the sort of, it's not exactly conflict, but I like the juxtaposition of man-made objects within a natural environment.
Yeah,
and I happen to find that often very beautiful, and so consequently I'm really drawn to that, and I like that feeling that, you know, man's imprint is there. I mean, the pristine stuff is lovely too, but, you know, it's hard now to get away with that, because the world isn't very pristine anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, man's touch is really there.
And sometimes the pictures make me smile, though I can't exactly verbalize what's funny. But do you feel that there's kind of humor throughout?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a series in there of sort of, I don't know what you'd call them exactly, but there's like a series of cutouts on a bar, and there's a water tower in San Luis Valley with this goose on it that's flying along the horizon, and there are these pelicans in Kino Bay in Mexico that are perfectly aligned with the horizon. And I do that purposely, just to break it up, because I mean, you know, life isn't all that serious. So you have to like bounce around a little bit, and you have to give the viewer a break. So humor is good. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
The more humor, the better, actually.
Well, it's a beautiful and interesting book. And I think when you said a moment ago, you like books as opposed to photography shows, they can do different things. One of the different things they can do, I mean, the reality is most of us go to a show once and that's it. And we see it once and we remember what we remember. But a book you can look at over and over and over again. And I think the photographs can really deepen for the owner of the book.
I agree with you. And that's one of the major reasons I like books over shows. I mean, it's a much more intimate process to sit down privately with a book and look at it at your own pace by yourself. And books last, and shows come and go. So that's another real advantage of a book.
The book is called Iluminaciones by photographer Jack Parsons, with an essay by Frederick Turner, who is, what, an old friend?
Yeah, Fred's a wonderful writer, an old friend and a great writer, and a very conscious guy, and much smarter than I am.
Well, it's a just beautiful book, and he will be, Jack Parsons will be at Collected Works Bookstore tonight at 6 in the evening, and I just have to say the book makes a great Christmas gift. Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much, Mary Shirley. It's a pleasure.